Am I dreaming, or is the most annoying fop in history standing right in front of me? Ah, mon ami, if it is a dream, it's a very good dream, because you are standing before your best hope. Le Gambit is here to change the tide. Oh, great. Just stay out of my way. I was gonna tell you the same, my fuzzy friend. Hey, Logan. Logan. Leave me alone, Remy. Pick a car. No. Any car, come on. Don't leave me hanging here with my deck hanging out. What? My cards. Don't leave me hanging now. No, fine. Good. Now stick it back in the deck. And is this your card? Probably. What? I didn't look. Logan, you're killing me, mon ami. That's not how the trick works. Good. Who is that beautiful lady? That's Magic. Queen of Limbo. Some kind of demon world, I think. Ooh, mama. Is she single? Probably. But you don't want to mess with her. Why? You think I can't handle a pretty girl with a big sword? That's Colossus's sister. You mess with her, he'll flatten you like a tin can. Oh. I did not see the family resemblance at first, but now I kind of do. Yeah. Maybe just stay just friends with her. Yeah, nope. Easily done. You know, Dr. Richards, I gotta say, your wife is a lucky woman. My wife is... Wait, what? Oh, yes. A very lucky woman. She got herself a handsome man who can stretch any part of himself. Excuse me? What are you doing this evening? I have a spouse. Yeah, but you're such a handsome man, you deserve two. What? Gambit, your ability involves charging an object with kinetic energy, am I right? Yeah, Dr. McCoy tried to explain it to me once in all his science speak. Something about transferring all the potential energy to kinetic energy and then choosing when it's detonated. That's a remarkably powerful ability, and you use it on playing cards. Well, I'd just be too powerful if I used it on anything bigger, like some long, shapely object. You mean your combat pole? Precisely. Oh, honestly, I'd expect this kind of behavior from Deadpool, but you... All the two of us are best friends. I should have known. What are you looking at, little guy? Hey, you keep those teeth to yourself. I happen to know some good alligator and shark fin recipes. Oh, yeah, that's right. You thought you were going to take a bite of Le Gambit? Nah, Le Gambit take a bite of you. Deadpool, as I live and breathe. How'd they rope you into this? They promised me chimichangas. That's it? That's all it takes for someone to buy you? And they kind of also promised to rebuild the universe, you know, fix the time streams and all that. I kind of like things the way they were. That makes two of us, mon ami. Hey, wait. Don't you think it's a little weird? What is? That we'll flirt with anyone and anything around us, but not each other. I think we see ourselves too much in each other to want to date one another. You know? I do, unfortunately. So, how's Rogue? The two of us are on a break. Why? Because you know I like to look out for her. Listen, Wade, mon ami, I would never do anything to hurt her. In fact, usually it's the other way around. Wait, what did she do? Oh, she started dating Bobby. Iceman? That loser? I know, right? Oh, jeez. I'm gonna have to give that girl a serious talking to. Please do. Hey, Ben, how's it going, handsome?
Not now, Deadpool. I'm not in the mood.
Mood for what?
Mood for having you make fun of me.
Who do I look like? Johnny? Come on. Listen, if there's anyone who knows the kind of boat you're in, it's me. The two of us good-looking guys have to look out for each other.
Well, thanks, I guess.
So you seen anyone?
Yes, actually. Very nice young lady.
Good. I'm happy for you. God knows you need something to put a smile on your face. So I have a question, and it might be a bit personal.
Yes, everything is covered in the rocks.
Everything? What about your poop?
Oh, that? No, it's just normal.
Oh, thank God. Because I was going to tell you, you know, you need Reed to design like a special quality toilet. I mean, not just to handle the rocky poops, but to handle your rocky butt.
Oh, yeah. He was way ahead of that. Right after I broke the first one at the Baxter building.
Yeesh. What was that like?
Messy and wet. And not in the fun way.
Yeah. Much as I love toilet humor, that does not sound like a good day. But hey, free bidet.
It's funny you mentioned that. I gotta use one of those since toilet paper just gotta, you know.
Oh. How do you like it?
It's refreshing. Surprisingly so.
Maybe I ought to get myself one. I've just been using wads of C4. You should have seen the look on your face. No. I just use toilet paper. Like a peasant. So Moon Knight, how many voices you got in your head?
Well, let's see. Right now I'm Mark Spector, so that voice isn't exactly internal. But on any given day, there's Stephen Grant, Jake Lockley, and Khonshu. So, about three, normally.
I got three voices normally going on in my head, too. Twinsies?
No.
Hmm?
Huh? What?
All right, I'll tell him. Who you talking to?
Khonshu. He says you might make a good avatar. And honestly, I'm trying to get out of this gig.
Ooh, what are the perks?
See this suit? You get all the high tech and the healing magic that's within it.
I kind of already got a healing factor to cover for that.
Huh? You have cancer?
Yeah, why?
Khonshu says he might be able to fix that.
Oh, okay. What else is involved in the job?
Well, mostly killing the people Khonshu tells you to, protecting travelers of the night and all that, enacting vengeance. Same thing you normally do, but not for money.
Ah, all right. I'm liking where this is going.
And he says your soul will serve him eternally after death.
Ooh, so close. See, I got a thing going on with Lady Death. And after I kick it, I'm going to spend my eternity with her.
Maybe the two of them can talk something out. They know each other, you know, cosmic beings and all that.
I'm fine going with Bird Daddy on the weekends.
I'll let him know.